This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the roots on fire. Another exciting show. More to tell you than I have time to tell you about. First of all, ESPN vows on Monday for Monday Night Football, the first regular season Monday Night Football game, to televise the singing of the black national anthem. No, not the national anthem. The black national anthem. If America isn't insane at this point, I don't know what else to say. They're protesting players. They're airing players protesting and kneeling for the national anthem and the singing of the black national anthem. How about if I kneel for the black national anthem? I will stand with my back and kneel to the black national anthem and pray to God that he forgives the racist nation of America filled with NFL football players who are racist against white people. Obviously, if you're playing a black national anthem, you hate white people, don't you? Never heard anything so disgusting in my life. Except I want to give you an insight into the character of the very same players who think all of life comes down to defunding police, hating America, and hating white people, obviously. Because if I played a white national anthem, you'd call me a white supremacist. So if you play a black national anthem, aren't you a black supremacist? Aren't you a racist? But see, these players don't care about Black Lives Matter. They don't give a damn about George Floyd or Jacob Blake or any of them. Jets wide receiver Josh Bellamy has been charged with stealing $1.2 million in government SBA PPP funds and blowing it on jewelry and gambling. There you have it. There's the real truth about the NFL. These are the people that care so much about Black Lives Matter that they never said a word when a cop gets killed. Never said a word when a black cop gets killed. Never said a word when black people murder other black people in a black genocide on the streets of Chicago and Detroit and Baltimore and every city. Never say a word when a black man kills a white family or a white police officer or a white five-year-old child on his bike, shooting him in the head and blowing his brains out only weeks ago. Not a word about any of that. How about millions of black babies aborted? Not a word about that. So do they really care about Black Lives Matter? Do they care when people loot and burn and steal? And if those people happen to be black, do they care about that? No. They're out blowing small business loans on jewelry and gambling. New York Jets wide receiver Josh Bellamy. The DOJ has accused him of participating in a $24 million scheme to fraudulently receive coronavirus relief funds. Bellamy, 31 years old, wide receiver for the New York Jets, obtained a PPP loan of $1.2 million for his company. I don't know how he did it. I don't know. Must be affirmative action. Because they didn't give me any money like that. Drip Entertainment, and used the money to purchase over $104,000 in luxury goods from Dior, Bucci, and other jewelers, spent $62,774 in loan money at the Seminole Hard Rock Casino, and withdrew more than $300,000. Eight-year NFL veteran released by the Jets this week. The complaint claims Bellamy also sought loans on behalf of family members and friends and worked with co-conspirators in exchange for kickbacks. One of 11 defendants arrested by the U.S. Justice Department on Thursday. In total, the group applied for more than $24 million of loans and received $17.4 million. Amazing. Does he care about Black Lives Matter? I don't think so. He cares about gambling money. He cares about jewelry. He cares about furs. He cares about new clothes. There's your NFL wonderful players, little angels. St. Petersburg, Florida is where he's from. Joshua Bellamy, 31. Charged in a federal criminal complaint filed in the Southern District of Florida with wire fraud, bank fraud, and conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud. Arrested this morning, appeared today before U.S. Magistrate Judge Christopher Toot of the Middle District of Florida. Amazing. Just an amazing story that tells you where their hearts are in the NFL. They've got nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. They don't care about Black Lives Matter. They don't care about little children being shot in the head. Forget about white children. How about black children every day shot in gang crossfires? NFL players don't give a damn. The country is being broken apart by liars and frauds. People looking to divide you while they steal and rip you off. And by the way, I'm a successful businessman, and I applied for PPP loans, and I barely got anything. Who are these people that get millions in loans and then use it on furs and jewelry and gambling? It's incredible. Boy, you must have better lawyers than me who know how to commit fraud. And then at the same time, speaking of fraud, the L.A. County Public Health Director is caught on recording telling you schools are closed so they can beat Donald Trump. Does anybody not know that? Is that a surprise? Well, it's a surprise to hear it coming from her lips. These people are mentally ill communist basket cases with Trump derangement syndrome. Los Angeles County Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferreira. KFI News reporter Steve Gregory obtained a recording of Dr. Ferreira on a conference call with local health officials and school administrators, and she says K-12 schools will not be allowed to reopen until after the election takes place. Oh, that's for the kids, just like the black players are for the Black Lives Matter, and she's for the kids. She says, we don't realistically anticipate we'll be moving to Tier 2 to reopening K-12 schools until at least after the election in early November. When we look at the timing of everything, it seems to be the more realistic approach to this would be to think we're going to be where we are now until we get done with the election. These are quotes. Do you understand? Lock her up. President Trump, lock her up. Lock these people up. They're ruining children's lives. They're damaging their future. They're damaging their brains. There is no education going on. All to beat Donald Trump. And they're all admitting after the election, they'll get back to normal. It's a confession. Anyone with eyes and ears and a nose can sniff this out. They want life under Trump to be as miserable as possible until election day is over. This is why Joe Biden called for universal mask wearing. Insanity. Pure insanity. But wait, I'm not done with the insanity. A Canadian flight is canceled on WestJet after a toddler refused to wear a face mask. A WestJet flight from Calgary to Toronto was canceled after a family was ejected from the flight for refusing to make their 19-month-old toddler wear a face mask. Safwan Chowdhury and his family were removed from the flight after an argument broke out whether or not the man's 19-month-old toddler should be wearing a face mask. A face mask to prevent the spread of coronavirus. WestJet, meanwhile, this is their defense. This is so funny. This is their defense. They claim the man's 3-year-old daughter was also on the flight, and she was the one who was not wearing a mask. That's why they kicked him off. So it's not a 19-month-old. It's a 3-year-old you're hiding behind. This is the spokesman for WestJet, Lauren Stewart. WestJet would like to clarify there were two children. We were not requiring the infant to wear a mask, but we did require the other child who's over age 2 to wear one. And here's how Safran Chowdhury describes the incident. Earlier today, my family endured the most horrific and dehumanizing treatment on board a WestJet plane. My wife was threatened to be arrested and forcibly removed unless my daughters, 3 years and 19 months, would wear a mask. While my 3-year-old wore her mask, the 19-month-old was hysterical. Folks, if I was a racist, I would hate this guy, and I wouldn't be on his side with a name like Safwan Chowdhury. I'm not sure what Safwan Chowdhury is. Probably Indian, maybe Muslim, I don't know, Pakistani. I don't know where he's from, but I'm with him. I hope he sues WestJet for $1 million. I hope he gets $1 million for pain and suffering. I'm on his team. I don't care what your race is. I don't care what the color of your skin is. I don't care what your religion is. What we're doing to America and Canada and the world is a sin. It's disgusting. It's revolting. And then remember Trump, he's in trouble because he said he put out orders that you got to stop this 1619 project, this brainwashing going on in schools. And here's all you need to know. The author of the 1619 project that Trump says it kills American history, hates American history. She says the founding fathers did not believe in democracy and America is not an exceptional nation. These are the people that are brainwashing your children. The evil, disgusting people who are brainwashing your children. They're communists and Marxists. And yes, she's black. I don't care that she's black. Just like I never cared that Obama was black. I don't give a damn about the melanin in your skin. She's a communist. The only color I care about is red. Mount Holyoke College hosted in September its Common Read keynote with Pulitzer-winning New York Times journalist Nicole Hannah-Jones to talk about the 1619 Project. And during the keynote, Vice President for Equity and Inclusion and Chief Diversity Officer Kiwa Saunders-McMurdy interviewed Hannah-Jones. I think the 1619 Project should be taught honestly at every college, every university, every corporation and school foundationally if these institutions are truly interested in being anti-racist, she said. I think there's an idea out there that this is anti-American. And I think you've done a beautiful job saying this does need to be reframed, and here's why. And then Hannah Jones responds by saying, for the anti-American comments, I feel like the people who make these comments have not clearly read the project. I don't think we're an exceptional nation. I think it's ludicrous for any nation to make that claim. And we certainly cannot make that claim. We're a nation founded on genocide and chattel slavery and classism and gender discrimination. We're not an exceptional nation.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nano silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. Have you ever ordered a MAGA cap and then received a piece of junk in the mail? Well, those days are over. If you want the finest quality MAGA caps at the greatest prices, go to themagamall.com. The MAGA Mall has the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton twill with the finest embroidery. I love them. They pride themselves in offering the finest quality products at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats and Trump talking pens. To get 10% off your order, use promo code WAR10 at checkout. That's my initials, WAR, and 10. Remember to get great quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. 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 Go to themagamall.com. I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Great letter here from a listener, Sylvia. She titles it Observations. I'm an avid listener and really enjoy your show, Wayne. My wife and I just got back. Oh, Sylvia is the title on the email, but this is her husband talking. Because he says, my wife and I just got back from a long road trip. Let me see if I got his name so I can at least give his first name. Hold on. Oh, Fred. There we go. So it's Fred and Sylvia. Fred says, I'm an avid listener and really enjoy your show, Wayne. My wife and I just got back from a long road trip. We were gone 12 days, drove 5,000 miles, mostly on two-lane highways, and drove through 14 states. Granted, we drove through the heartland of America, but I have to share with you what we observed. In all this driving, 12 days, 5,000 miles, we saw maybe 6 to 8 Biden yard signs. 3 of those were within 1 mile of each other. I'd love to see that block. On the other hand, we saw perhaps thousands of Trump signs. There were yard signs, flags in yards, and on pickup trucks, and billboards, and window signs. We saw one billboard in western New Mexico that said Navajos for Trump. Sounds like he may be doing okay with the Native American vote as well. In small towns, we would see dozens of such signs, and in the bigger towns, there were hundreds of them. Granted, we stayed away from large cities, but what we saw is any indication, you, Wayne, your prediction of an electoral landslide looks accurate. It is difficult to fathom that the polls can show Biden ahead. My biggest fear is voter fraud. If you throw out all the illegitimate votes in 16, as in 2016, Trump won the popular vote as well. Of course he did. I was saying in 2016, back then that Trump had to win by a lot to win by a little. That's pretty much what I quoted to Donald Trump himself. In 2018, the Dems polished their voter fraud and were able to take back the House. So many districts had the Democrats winning by 50.1 to 49.8 or something like that, and the needed votes always came late in the vote count. He's wrong about that. Not late in the vote count. Days and weeks after the election where we had won the night of the election. 2020 is shaping up to have unprecedented voter fraud in the mail-in balloting, if the mail-in balloting is allowed. They only need to be successful in four or five swing states to turn the tide. In the past, they always referred to several states as the Democrat firewall. I believe this year their only firewall is the COVID scare, by which they will use to try and skew the vote. Keep up the good work, and let's hope God is still with us on November 3rd. Sincerely, Fred, and I never give last names of any of my fans. So thank you, Fred. Fantastic letter. Makes me feel really, really good. Really, really good. And gives all of us a shot in the arm. We needed that today. By the way, Liberty Health Share isn't health insurance. It's better. Liberty's Christian healthcare sharing ministry. That means you can sign up any time of the year. There's no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. You know what this reminds me of? The letter I just read. You know, in the big towns, they've got health insurance. They've got Aetna. They've got, you know, all these fancy names. Blue Cross, Blue Shield. And I've had all of them. I've had Blue Cross, Blue Shield. I've had Aetna. And they all suck. And they do nothing for you. They just suck the money out of your pocket, and they give you back nothing. Liberty is so much cheaper. And the one time I needed them, I had kidney stone surgery, and it was a $27,000 bill. And they paid the entire bill. St. Rose Hospital here in Henderson, Nevada, and they paid the whole bill. The whole $27,000 was paid by Liberty HealthShare. And they've saved me $90,000 as of January 1st, my fifth year. $90,000 in premiums. $90,000 plus, I should say, depending on where my premiums would be today. I have no idea if I had health insurance how high they'd be, but I couldn't afford them. It's not health insurance, it's better. Liberty HealthShare is the best. This is the way healthcare should be. Call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY, toll free, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. Tell them I sent you, and you will be treated like a VIP. So I was talking about this 1619 Project author who says the Founding Fathers did not believe in democracy, and America is not an exceptional nation. Can you imagine how many times she said, we're not an exceptional nation? We're not an exceptional nation. Hannah Jones, that's the lady who wrote this nonsense, these lies, called History Taught in Schools a Nationalistic Agenda, and it's not about the truth. It's about giving us a shared sense of American exceptionalism and American identity. And because of that, you downplay genocide. You downplay what happened with chattel slavery. You had to downplay what happened to most marginalized groups. Well, it's kind of funny, darling, but I'm a Jew. Jews are the most marginalized group. We've been enslaved. We've been murdered. We've been gassed. We've had our property stolen in every nation in the world, except America. Nobody ever killed us here. Nobody ever took our property here. No one ever gassed us here. Why is that? Why is it that we're not a target here in America? America's only been nice to the Jewish people. Why is that? I wonder why. Only your people have been treated badly. I think it's time for reparations. I want reparations from Egypt. I want reparations from Germany. I want reparations from Italy and the Roman Empire for all the things done to my Jewish relatives. But in America, they treated me really nice. And I think when you look at NFL and NBA players, they treat you really nice too.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If Bob Woodward thought it was bad, then he should have immediately gone out publicly, not wait 4 months. You know, he's had that statement for 4 months, maybe 5 months. He's had it for a long time. It was a series of taped interviews, mostly by telephone.
President Trump's comments at the White House. The president is heading to Michigan for one of his Keep America Great Again rallies tonight. Meanwhile, Senate Democrats vote down what's called a skinny coronavirus relief package. Senate Minority Leader Democrat from New York, Chuck Schumer, saying the bill is woefully inadequate.
It does not help renters keep a roof over their heads or American families put food on the table. It shortchanges health care and education. It does not provide a dime to protect essential state and local services.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell saying there's a chance now nothing will get done before the election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior, and it's a aptly named segment for the Warrior because we've got a great Warrior on the line, Deputy Chief Andy Walsh of the Las Vegas Metro Police Department, former captain of the Downtown Area Command, and he led 180 commissioned and civilian employees in that Downtown Area Command. Deputy Chief Walsh, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
So, listen, I've been, you know, before I ever saw the RJ story, I've been bombarded for the last week, really for weeks, probably for about 2 weeks now, I've been bombarded by fans of my show, many of whom work in all the casinos, telling me that it's amazing, Wayne, I've been in this town 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and I've never seen such a horrible crowd, such a low-class crowd, such a criminal crowd, such a thug crowd, such a punk crowd, as the people that are now filling our casinos. I've had people tell me that from the richest, coolest casinos. Wynn, Encore, Bellagio. One of my biggest fans says he works at Bellagio. He just emailed me this morning and said, Wayne, I appreciate you telling the truth about what's happening, because they shut down the Bellagio lobby. All of us had to leave for our own safety because there was a massive fight in the lobby a few days ago. And he said, I fear for my life coming to work now because the crowd has changed so badly in Las Vegas. So I wanted to bring on a top police officer from the Las Vegas Metro to talk about the violence that has increased dramatically on the Vegas Strip, especially over the Labor Day weekend. Tell us what's going on out there and why is there such a different crowd than there used to be on the Vegas Strip, just because the room rates are low. We've brought a low-class criminal element into this town because they spend $50 on a room instead of $300. Is that really all that happened? I don't get it.
Yeah, well, we are dealing with probably the worst economic crisis that our community has ever faced, and we really are in the beginning stages of that. So, you know, we have to obviously take a look at that and see what, from a policing perspective, is how is that affecting us and our resources, and then do we have to change our model of policing and how officers are deployed in our valley to, you know, specific areas and neighborhoods. But really the good news is, overall as a department, we're down about 16% in total crime, and violent crime on the Strip in and of itself is basically flat. It's where it was compared to the same time last year, which would give you an indication that it's probably up slightly because we were closed for a period of time. But in these incidents that you're talking about, you know, we've seen them, and it causes us to go back and look and make sure that we're sending the appropriate amount of resources to that tourist corridor while it's, you know, doing what it can to come back. It is the economic engine for our state. So
it is.
There's a variety of theories, and we have a lot of smart people that work here that, you know, have looked at room rates and the return on room rates, and, you know, trying to figure out what is it that's causing us to see these instances. Now, the other part of it is we continually work to make sure that this is the safest community in America, and we know that tourist corridor is, like I said, it's the lifeblood, not just for Clark County and, you know, Las Vegas. It's really important to the economic success of our state. So, you know, when we see things like this happen, you see these violent weekends, you see, you know, crowds that come here and from other parts of the world and cause problems, and, you know, we have to look at those weekends and make sure that they don't become common.
Chief, it can't be just Labor Day weekend, because I've had reports from my fans, and even my fiance Cindy has heard reports from all of her friends that the fashion show mall has become a nightmare, that you don't want to go near it, that your life's in danger if you go shopping at the fashion show mall. It's a completely different crowd than they've ever seen at the fashion show mall or on the Strip. And there's something wrong. There's something going on. And I don't know what it is. I don't understand it. Why suddenly all the bad people in the world have gotten a message? Is there like a voicemail going out? Excuse me, if you're a criminal, come to Vegas. We're open for business. Something strange is going on. I sense it.
Yeah, I feel it.
And
that's what we're trying to...
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying to put our finger on it. You know, and I will tell you this. I shop at the fashion show mall. I happen to like it, and I was there a couple times over the last few weeks because I heard the same things. And so I guess it really depends on when you're there.
It depends on when you're there. Might be weekends. Might be just weekends. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. But the thing is, I would say that, we are dealing with definitely a unique time in our country where you've had, places closed, we were closed, and as you watch cities try to come back online, you see a variety of things that are done to attract folks to come. And the casino industry here is as smart when it as anything, anybody when it comes to, marketing and selling, and I'm sure that in partnership with them we'll be able to identify, are we drawing a crowd here, which obviously sounds like your people who are calling into your show feel that way. What can we do in room rates or one of those things that has been discussed, in the media here, and, are folks, are the room rates too low? Are they drawing in a clientele that definitely has a negative impact on the visitor experience? And, Las Vegas as a city has worked really hard to establish a culture and an identity that it's a safe place for people to live, work, and visit. And, we'll look at these events. And, thankfully we have the ability, because of all the video that's out there, all the video that, we have control over, all the video that's shared with us from the public. And that's where we really need the public's help, too, because if we don't get there and by the time it breaks up, then, people need to share those videos with us and those stories with us and those things with us, so that if it can't be mitigated or stopped while it's happening, we have some of the finest investigators in the world that can follow up on these things and make the arrests when appropriate, because we
know
that
someone
is the element of success.
Chief, someone sent me a link to a website, and I can't remember the name of it now, but the website was talking about has Vegas gone downhill? Oh my God, look at the strip. And they showed like 19 different videos. And so this stuff is real. I could see it's Vegas in the background. I could see the name of the hotels in lobbies and also outside hotels and in shopping malls. And it showed swarms of kids fighting. When I say kids, I'm in my 50s. They all look like they were either teens or maybe 19, 20, 21, 22. And they were fighting. And it was hordes of teens fighting in the middle of fancy lobbies of Vegas hotels. I'm talking 20 on 20 and 10 on 10. Not just men. In some cases, they were videos of gals fighting gals, punching each other in the face. And this was going on in lobbies. So obviously, we know it's happening. This is not a fantasy. I watched the videos. So something's going on.
Yeah, tough to watch. They're tough to watch, but what's causing it is the question, right? We know that it's happening. We see it.
Right.
In leadership positions here, we're disgusted by it, and, we know that the casino properties have great security. They've been great partners with us for many years, but this is something that if this continues, then the identity and the culture here will cause
people. I know.
It impacts the visitor experience, and we're seriously concerned that, but we look at our role as the police department and identify, clearly we've identified that we don't have enough resources in those places during the times that these are happening. So I've seen the same links, and people enjoy sending that stuff to me because they know it'll upset me. But we want it, and we know that that's not what we want. We don't want people across the country to see that and then decide not to come here. We need those visitors. So
one
thing I will tell you is that it's not going to last for long.
It's funny because I changed my opinion on things. I'm always fighting for the middle class because I'm an SOB, son of a butcher, and I always think of my dad, the butcher, and I've always been a little bit angry and outraged that Vegas charges too much. We're getting to be too expensive a city. I used to complain about hotel rooms being, $300-$500 a night, and complain about the resort fees, and complain about the parking fees. I'm actually feeling a longing to get them back again, because I never thought about the fact that if you charge $50 for a room instead of $300, if you get rid of the parking fee and you get rid of the resort fee, guess what happens? You bring in an element that is going to cause major problems on the strip and in your lobbies. I heard they've trashed more hotel rooms in the last couple weeks than we've ever seen in Vegas. So it's not a good thing. And you know what people are reminded of? This is not me saying this. I've had like 20 different people send me a note, Chief, fans of my show, and they all said, this reminds us of the NBA All-Star Weekend 10 years ago, when everyone in this town saw massive crime, a wave of crime, and shootings at a strip club, and a guy paralyzed for life at a strip club, and lots of women were raped, and there were murders during that week, and it brought an element to this town that is bad. And a lot of people are telling me that right now what's happening in this town reminds them of a long-term version of the NBA All-Star Weekend that almost broke this town 10 years ago. What the hell is going on? Why we've got the NBA All-Star Game every day in our town again? It doesn't make sense to me. Something's changed. So you don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Something's going on. Someone's put the word out. Come to Vegas, and they're doing it to bad people. I don't know why. Very strange. I hope you get a handle on it, man. I really do.
Yeah, we're going to keep on top of it. And like I said, we do enjoy the partnerships that we have with our strip, you know, properties, and they're working on their plans as we are ours. And, you know, we know that the cops in uniform make a difference, you know, and they'll be there and they'll be present and, you know, increasing that footprint during those high weekends. And we did that this weekend. Just, you know, the strip is about 4.4 miles, so obviously things can happen, you know, off the strip, inside of a hotel
right.
property.
You can't be everywhere.
You know,
I get it.
These properties are just getting into them sometimes can be problematic. So, but no, it's definitely a concern. I mean, we want to be mindful to not, you know, paint one group as the, you know, the we've seen enough videos to know that this is across the board
right.
when it comes to the folks that are coming.
And it's not from any one place. I spoke to my buddy Bellagio. I said, are these Californians? He said, no, they're from everywhere. They're from every state. He said, it's just the weirdest thing, but we've got this criminal element. He said, I heard some of them say they're from Maryland. Some of them said Washington, D.C. Some of them said Texas. Some of them said Florida. He said, some of them said Tennessee. Somehow the word has gotten out to come to Vegas to people that really are not a good crowd for this city. That's all I can tell you. They're looking for trouble, and they're getting drunk, and they're causing all kinds of mischief. So anyway, look, everyone who listens to my show knows I'm the most pro-cop guy in the world. I love you guys. I appreciate what you do. Go get the bad guys and go clean up these streets and make us safe again. Please, 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 please. Deputy Chief Andy Walsh, we appreciate you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us on. All right, thank you.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury, and it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $50. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
You should see the emails I've got. By the way, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. The emails I've got, the texts I've got, people going nuts, everyone going, yeah, Wayne tells the truth. You know, everybody wants to cover up. I don't want to cover up. I want to tell you what's really happening, and I want to deal with it. And I love the police. They put their lives on the line for all of us. They're the only ones that can keep us safe. They're the thin blue line. But the truth is we've got a problem. And to say the stats are the same as a year ago is very misleading, by the way, because the stats aren't the same as a year ago. They're the same as a year ago if you take out two entire months where the Strip was completely closed. So during 8 or 9 weeks, actually, that the Strip was closed. Let's see. The Strip was closed March 15th or so, and then it was opened up again June 1st. So, excuse me, it was closed 2.5 months. And then the 2 weeks at the beginning of March, nobody was coming anymore because they knew COVID was coming. So basically, the Strip was really closed for 3 months. So you're talking about 6 months of statistics, and you're saying they're the same as a year ago with crimes on the Strip because you take 3 months out of it. A year ago, you had 6 months of crimes. Now you've only got 3 months of crimes, and it's equal to the 6 months. There's the way you look at the stats. The Strip was completely closed. There couldn't have been a crime. You could drive down the Strip for 3 months between March 1st and June 1st. Drive down the Strip, and you wouldn't see one person walking, and I was the only car driving the Strip, and everything was closed as tight as I don't want to say on the air of the joke I would tell, but it was closed really tight. Tight as a ship, as a submarine opening. So the point is that we've got a big problem, and you have to admit it, and he did admit it. Thank you, Chief, for finally admitting you watched those videos, and they were disgusting, and they are shocking, and this is not what Vegas can be. We got to solve the problem. No one's blaming the police. The police aren't the problem. The police are the solution. We just got to get more police. Instead of defunding the police, we got to give them a lot more money. We got to hire a lot more cops. And guess what? I don't know how you do that. Because liberals have made it impossible for anyone to want to be a cop. Liberals have made it impossible. Who would be a cop if you don't have immunity anymore? Who would be a cop if every time you touch a horrible person, a disgusting, vicious, vile, violent person, and you put them down, and they, the poor babies, they've got a mark on their cheek, the poor babies, and they're going to sue you, and you got to pay for the legal fees? This is insanity. No one in the world will be a cop. How about when the bad guy charges you and you pull a gun on him, and you shoot him, and now you get charged with murder? What? Our country is backwards. Black Lives Matter has nothing to do with Black Lives Mattering. We all believe Black Lives Matter. We all believe White Lives Matter and Asian Lives Matter and Jewish Lives Matter. And every life matters. All lives matter. Of course I want Black Lives to matter. But the movement is a Marxist movement, and all around it is nothing but damage. All everything it touches is damaged or hurt or killed. Black Lives Matter, chants they hate America, chants they hate capitalism. They lead the group in chants they hate policemen, chants they want to kill policemen. Do you understand what's going on out there? Anyone who tells you Black Lives Matter is a peaceful group is a liar. It's like saying Wayne Root's a peaceful guy, but everywhere I go, people just happen to die. If that doesn't happen, but I'm saying if that was the case. If I was like a mafia guy, and everywhere I went, there were bodies piling up, but Wayne Root's a nice guy and a peaceful guy. Well, guess what? Everywhere Black Lives Matter goes, stores burn, glass breaks, stores are looted, people are hurt, cops are hurt, bricks are thrown at policemen, Molotov cocktails are thrown at policemen, policemen are killed, people are killed in shootouts. This is Black Lives Matter. And they chant about killing police. Sorry, it's not peaceful. And what's happening in America is not peaceful. Ilhan Omar, I never even got to this the other day, because it happened while I was away on vacation in Park City, Utah. Ilhan Omar, that wonderful Muslim congresswoman from Minneapolis, made a comment that this is basically an uprising. It's a, what do they call it, a fatwa? What are the Muslims? Fatwa, the Muslims call it a fatwa. You know what it means? It means we're at war. She thinks it's good. We're at war. It's a revolution. It's the Arab Spring. America's enduring an Arab Spring. Did the Arab Spring lead to anything good for the world, or those Arab countries, or the Arab people, or us, the American people? No. The Arab Spring was a disaster. We got terrible, terrible leaders removed from office. In each one of those Muslim countries, just vicious, horrible leaders, and they were replaced with vicious, horrible leaders who hate America. So we had vicious, horrible leaders who worked with America and did not want to attack Israel and didn't want to kill Jews, but definitely suppressed their own people and treated their own people with torture and maybe even murder. And we got them replaced with terrible people who murder and torture their own people, and who are authoritarians and evil dictators, but they just happen to hate America, hate Israel, want to kill Jews. So the Arab Spring accomplished nothing except destroy good possible future for America and Israel. But it did nothing for the Arab and Muslim people. Nothing. And that's what's going to happen in America, too. You're going to replace your leaders with more horrible leaders, except they won't even like the American people. They'll want to destroy the middle class, like this AOC and this Ilhan Omar and this Rashida Tlaib. They're all racists, and they're all anti-Semites, and they want to destroy America, and they want to destroy capitalism and destroy the middle class like Fidel Castro. By the way, I'm not a big fan of masks, but I found the greatest mask company in the world, and I put their masks on 24 hours a day. When I need them, I've got Boomer masks, and all you do is go to BoomerNaturals.com, BoomerNaturals.com, use the promo code WARRADIO20 for Wayne Allyn Root, BoomerNaturals.com, WARRADIO20, get 20% off. They're in stock, and they're about 30 cents a day.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.